The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. TGIF. It's Friday, July 23rd, 2021. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. It's a Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun as we head into what hopefully is going to be a nice weekend here in Southeast Michigan. It's a Friday, so we'll get to the recruiting roundup at around 7:50. We'll get to Matt Dejanovich at around 8:50 for the real estate market update. The real estate market continues to stay hot. And then John Ubakin joins us for his Friday segment here in the 9 o'clock hour here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. So most of today's show is not for the don't talk, just do crowd, because Big Ten Media Days started yesterday and continues and concludes today in Indianapolis. Pretty sure I said Chicago a bunch of times yesterday, but it's Indianapolis. They had it at Lucas Oil Stadium, and actually looked like a pretty cool event. It looked like they had a really cool setup down there. We have a lot of audio for you this morning. Jim Harbaugh spoke from the podium, so we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Jim Harbaugh spoke away from the podium for like three or so times longer than he spoke on the podium. And then we also heard from Hassan Haskins, senior running back, Aiden Hutchinson, senior edge, and Josh Ross, senior linebacker. And so a lot of talk, because that's what media days are. 14 head coaches, 42 players, three from each school, and one commissioner all take to the either podium or have a round table or a combination of both. And so it is a literal event for talking, for a lot of talking. So, yes, today's show, I mean, I hope you stick around because there were some fun things, some interesting things that were said at the event yesterday. But if you're in the don't talk, just do crowd, well, first of all, you can't do on July 22nd and July 23rd if you're them. I mean, you can work out, I guess, but they've been doing that. But yesterday was literally a day to talk. So we're going to get to that coming up in just a little bit and throughout the morning here on the show. But a few other things to get to this morning to open up the show before we get to the countdown of the Michigan football season and before we get to hearing from Jim Harbaugh and a whole lot more. One of those was Angelique talked to Michigan officials and Jim Harbaugh ahead of time prior to the event yesterday. And he talked about how the entire staff is vaccinated, the entire staff, and over 90%. Well on their way, approaching 100%, but well over 90% of the team also vaccinated. So a terrific job by the Michigan football program to do the best that they can to ensure that there isn't a hiccup in their season caused, you know, by just not doing what you easily can do. So he told that information to Angelique. So that was really good information to have. And now we move on as they get ready for August 6th, which is the opening of fall camp. Then, of course, September 4th, the start of the Michigan football season. We'll get to the countdown at the start of the football season in just a little bit. Also yesterday, just a total aside, it's a basketball note, but it was pretty funny. There was an interaction on social media yesterday. A reporter posted that, let's see if I can find it in my notes as I so quickly dismissed it, but a reporter quoted that Juwan Howard was at an AAU event yesterday, and the and so we had a tweet come in from, and then we lost it. Then it went away. So, but it was a tweet from I don't remember who made the tweet, but the reply was Hunter Dickinson saying, "I hope we get this one." And it was tweeting at Jace Howard because it was about Juwan watching Jet Howard playing at an AAU event. I literally screenshot it yesterday, and it is gone from my – that is very strange as my phone acts up on me because I wanted to save it and give you more detail on it than that. But Sam can talk about where Juwan has been watching basketball, a lot of basketball action in the recruiting front this summer. June was the football side of things, right? All the camps and everything like that, visits, et cetera. July has been a lot of AAU, and so a lot of on the road for the college basketball coaches. And so Juwan has been, I believe, the Peach Jam is what we're talking about, is where the actual name of the event. But regardless, it was a fun exchange between Jace and Hunter Dickinson. We are hoping and expecting Jet Howard to be a part of the program. It's going to be a big Wings News Day today, so keep your eyes peeled, and a big Michigan Hockey Players News Day today, because today is the opening of the 2021 NHL Early Entry Draft. Could have, what, four Michigan players go in the top 10. The Wings have the top 10 pick at number 6. They also have another first-round pick. They did make a trade yesterday, and we had a lot of fun with this one on social media as well. This was a fun one, interacting with Max Boltman and a few other people, and led to a really long, funny exchange amongst fans, because the Red Wings made a trade. And I really liked this trade yesterday, and someone made the analogy. It's very similar to the Bishop trade that Steve Yzerman made in Tampa Bay a few years ago, and that trade obviously really worked out well for Tampa Bay. Well, the Red Wings yesterday acquired goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic from the Carolina Hurricanes for the rights to unrestricted free agent goaltender Jonathan Bernier and a third-round draft pick in this weekend's draft. So the Wings had twelve picks. They now have 11 picks in the seven-round draft. So they did trade one of those away. Still have plenty of draft capital to work with, including the 6th and the 23rd picks. But had a lot of fun because Nedeljkovic's name is Nedeljkovic. And it's, you know, it can be a little bit of a tongue twister. If you're a writer, you can just copy and paste. It's easy. You copy and paste. I was a writer. I've done a lot of writing. You copy and paste. No problem. I mean, I write scripts still, right? Copy and paste is your friend. You can't copy and paste when you're learning how to pronounce. So I had to, I put some feelers out. Pretty sure I have it at Nedeljkovic. I'll be corrected, I'm sure, at some point if I am not. But I think this is a terrific move by Steve Yzerman. We'll get more into this next week as we break down the, we recap the hockey draft from a Red Wings and Michigan hockey perspective. Obviously, we're mainly talking football today. We'll be talking a lot of football, mainly all football on Monday as well. But we'll get into some hockey later next week after the draft concludes. But Nedeljkovic is, it's a really intriguing situation. So he was a restricted free agent, but right after the trade, he agreed to a 2-year, $6 million contract with the Wings. He could be the goaltender of the future. Last year, he was 15-5-3 in 23 appearances. He had a 1.90 goals against. He had a 9.32 save percentage. This guy could be the goaltender for the future for the Wings. So not only that, but he has past relationships. He played junior hockey on, I think it was the Bell Tire team, with Dylan Larkin, and obviously their teammates now at with the Wings, but throw in Kyle Connor and Zach Werenski, former Michigan hockey players as well. And so the Wings make a move and potentially bring in the goaltender of the future. Now in the future, because he was pretty good. He was pretty darn good last year at 15-5-3 with a 1.90 goals against and a 9.32 save percentage. So we'll see if Nedeljkovic can be the answer between the pipes for the Wings for a few or many years to come. Intriguing, interesting move yesterday. A lot of people were trying to figure out why Carolina let him go. And I mean, Steve Yzerman, I think his response was, you'd have to ask them. He was surprised, but he got a great, it looks like on the surface, like a terrific trade for the Wings. And so, yeah, that was fun. And it was fun to, you know, spend a little while practicing Nedeljkovic. And I'm pretty sure if I don't have it right, I'm going to be, you know, just doomed to saying it wrong for a long time. But I'm sure I'll be corrected. If I wasn't, the Wings also yesterday signed their own restricted free agent, Michael Rasmussen, a 3-year deal worth $4.38 million. He was the 9th pick in the 2017 draft. He played in 40 games this past season. He's a hitter, right? He had 26 penalty minutes. He had 72 hits, 28 block shots, and he also had 12 points as well. So, but again, it's the weekend started essentially for the Wings yesterday. As they made the trade and they signed Rasmussen. But that sets up for today and tomorrow, which is the 7-round NHL early entry draft. I mean, I guess technically the hockey weekend, if you want to call it a weekend, but the hockey week, the hockey festivities started Wednesday with the expansion draft by the Seattle Kraken. But the Wings, busy day yesterday, will be a busy day today, will be a busy day tomorrow. And they also released the 2021-2022 Red Wings schedule as well. So it was a pretty busy hockey, as I said, a pretty busy hockey news day yesterday and is going to be today. It's all kind of lined up, right? Expansion draft Wednesday, hockey schedule release Thursday, draft Friday, Saturday. So you get the hockey conversation going pretty strong right now, because next week, you're going to be into NFL training camps, right? The first one's already got underway a couple days ago with, what, Pittsburgh and Dallas. The Lions get underway on the 31st, and so it's, and all the other teams obviously are going to be getting underway over the next week. as they bring all the players back in. The NFL with very strong memo yesterday, which is, let's just say, highly encouraging for players to get vaccinated, as players don't want to be responsible for losses by a team because they can't play, or financial issues, financial losses because a team has some can't play, or whatever it might be. The NHL put a pretty strong memo out for the players not to get vaccinated. And so it's known, right? As we head into training camps, the first ones are here. And now if you're going to get, like, this is the last window. We've talked about this. I think I talked about it last week. You're in that last window. If you haven't been vaccinated, but you're getting ready to play in a college football season, right? And I was using it as the beginning of college, the college year. You need a 6-week window if you're doing the 2-shot treatment, which is what most people are getting, because you need 4 weeks between the 2 shots and then 2 weeks after the second shot to be officially fully vaccinated. And so now for the start of the football season, the college season, you're, I believe, a week past. Because the 6-week mark now to play in a college game, you wouldn't necessarily be able to practice until they'll put some different, I'm sure, some procedures on you to be to check, to be testing and whatnot. But if you got your vaccine, if you got your shot today, you would be officially vaccinated. This is a great note for the fans. If you get if you get vaccinated today, or if you get vaccinated tomorrow for that matter, your 2-week window your 2-week window after your second shot, so your 6-week window, ends in time for the start of the Michigan football season, which is September 4th. The 6-week window for the NFL season is next week, and so that's why the NFL put that memo out yesterday, because the encouraging nature and the timeliness of it obviously is to get those players vaccinated in time for the start of the season. I mean, probably would have been more timely to be ready and have your fully vaccinated in time for the start of training camp, but that obviously is now not possible. But you put that memo out there for the remaining players that are not vaccinated yet, and at least at the NFL level, it sounds like they heard that memo, and it sounds like they heard it loud and clear. So we will follow that story along as well. But the biggest story is just, it was media day. It was Big Ten media days, I should say. 7 coaches and 21 players and a commissioner met with the media yesterday. 7 more coaches, 21 more players meet with the media today. So over 2 days, you have commissioner, 14 coaches, 42 players speaking with the media. From our perspective, Jim Harbaugh spoke on the podium for a little over 15 minutes, and then he had a breakout session for nearly an hour. And we have all that audio available for you. We're going to bring as much of it to you as possible here this morning. And then we also have audio from the 3 Michigan player representatives, senior running back Hassan Haskins, senior edge Aiden Hutchinson, senior linebacker Josh Ross. And we'll play that for you over probably more than just today. It's a lot of audio, a lot to hear from the players, but we'll be talking college football, Michigan football throughout the morning here on the show, and including right now, because it is time for the countdown of the 2021 Michigan football season. The countdown of the Michigan football season is brought to you by our friends at Lewis Jewelers, your watch store, proud partner of Michigan Athletics and Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. And as we inch day closer, as you know, we are now 43 days away until the start of the Michigan football season, 43 Clint Hasserlig days away. Hasselrig days away. I think I mispronounce his name just about every year. 43 Clint Hasselrig days away into the start of the Michigan football season. Clint was born April 9th, 1952. Came to us out of Cincinnati, Ohio, St. Xavier High School, where he starred in football and track. His high school team went undefeated for the only time in school history during his junior season. Arrived on campus out of Cincinnati in 1970 and was a wingback for the Wolverines, about 6'1", 180 or so pounds, from 1971 through 1973. He also played flanker as well. He was a 2-year starter, both in 72 and in 73, compiled 856 total yards in his career. He caught 5 passes for 64 yards in his career finale in the famed 10-10 tie versus Ohio State in 1973. After his final game, the Michigan Daily wrote, quote, "Who can forget wingback Clint Hasselrig and those perfect pass patterns he ran? Certainly not the Ohio secondary," end quote. Named All-Big Ten as a senior that year in 1973. Clint Hasselrig went to the NFL after college, played for the Bears in 74, also played for the Bills in 74, played for the Bills in 75 as well, spent some time there, and then also spent some time in Minnesota in 75, and then he played for the Jets in 76. After retiring from football, he worked as a consultant and served as the National Director of Communications and Marketing for the National Alliance of African American Athletes. We are 43 Clint Hasselrig days away until the start of the Michigan football season. And there is one member of the roster that wears the number 43. He is a freshman walk-on from Victor, New York, Victor High School. 6 foot, 290-pound walk-on defensive back, Andrew Russell. We are 43 Andrew Russell, 43 Clint Hasselrig, days away until the start of the Michigan football season. The countdown of the Michigan football season is brought to you by our friends at Lewis Jewelers, your watch store. Find them on Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor. Find them online at lewisjewelers.com. Lewis Jewelers, proud partner of Michigan Athletics and Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. All right, we're going to start getting to what Jim Harbaugh had to say. We're going to get to that coming up, starting next here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.